decaying flesh hanging from rotten bone. "Spellcaster, please, I beg of you, to just do it and be done with it. I don't believe I could take another night of this blasted pain. I feel as if I'm being eaten alive from the inside out from some wretched foul beast." The spellcaster shot a glance towards the pleading man, whose urgent voice held a tone of knowledge to the outcome he would finally succumb to. It would serve the oaf right. He had been messing with things he should not have. The stupidity of such foolishness wavered on his own nerves. The best thing he could do was leave this cursed soul to his fate, which would surely teach the rest of them not to stick their long, money-hungry, rich noses into things they had no knowledge or experience with. "You careless nitwit! When will any of you learn? I should let you wither and die. It would serve you right." "Oh, spellcaster, don't let me die at the hands of these vile things, please. I beg of you, I will never touch another dead stone as long as I live. I give you my promise to that, never again." The spellcaster walked towards the innkeeper's right festered hand and proceeded to study it. The flesh was nearly gone from the rot-stricken hand now. Another few minutes and the charred bones would disintegrate with it. "This will take some work, but I believe the hand can be saved. But heed my warning, you greedy old fool. If you so much as ever touch another death stone, I will never raise another finger to help your sorry hide."
"Oh, no, never!"
The innkeeper faltered on his choked words as he hurriedly spat them out. "I have learnt the errors of my way. I shall not touch a single death stone. Dragon Harbour will see a changed man in me." He held up his hand, raising two fingers to certify the oath. "The sacrifice is not worth the risk. There will be no more late-night meetings with the Dark Ones. I will be a content man with what riches I have already obtained." The spellcaster nodded his head reluctantly. He knew only too well the false promise he was being fed from this oaf of a fool. He had seen it too many times already to count. Give it a week or less, and the arrogant fool would be out in search of one of those shrieking dark beings known as the worst type of dark magic that existed. Only a fool would risk his life to make a deal with one of those things. A dark being was nothing more than a gatekeeper to hell. Proceeding to heal the innkeeper's hand, he readied the potion that he retrieved from the pouch at his side. One careful drop at a time, he let the liquid fall from the small bottle's dropper onto the man's festered palm. The old innkeeper twitched and jerked in pain. The death stone had already eaten halfway through the hand and lodged itself straight to the center. Greed and ruthlessness fed this stone. In its victim, it had found a plenty and ample quantity of the greedy smorgasbord to sustain it. He let two more drops fall directly onto the stone itself before stepping away to stand directly in front of him. The spellcaster then held his own hand up and began to chant the words that would end the curse. Winds burst into the room with a deafening cry as a fire shot to life in a blazing show of red from the hearth. Holding his concentration ever more steadfast, the spellcaster doused the man's hand with the powerful magic-infused potion, and then did the same with his own, reciting the words of the ancient spell. "Morganus, darkness and shadows abound. Release this fool from the grip of your death hound." The winds beat at them both as sinister, shrieking shadows flew from the fire. The room began to swirl with a maddening scream, banshees and wailers shrieking in a fight to hold on to their one prize. The spellcaster became lost as his eyes fixed on the death stone embedded deep within the innkeeper's hand. Above the loud howls of the swirling banshees and wailers, the innkeeper yelled his words at the spellbound caster.
"Spellcaster, please, you must protect me from these devils. They mean to carry me down to the depths of hell with them."
"And it would serve you right. Give me a good reason why I should not toss your worthless, wicked soul to them now." The innkeeper's eyes widened with horror.
"Double the price, double the price agreed upon. Just do your job, sorcerer."
The spellcaster, with eyes transfixed with an ominous glow.